Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous two shiurim on the topic of Birkas Hamazon. We are still left with the kasha of Tosfos and Rashi that if a katan isn't mechuyev at all, how is he going to be motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis? Rashi says katanim aren't mechuyevim at all. We see in the Gemara that a katan can be motzi a gadol as long as he ate a kezayis and he's only chayiv midrabanan. So in order to answer this, we have to first establish a Yisod Be'inyin Chinuch Ketanim L'mitzvahs. Because if Mishnah is medaktik in Perek Halachos Chametzumatzah, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, it's medaktik Melashonas HaRambam, that Das HaRambam is Kedas Rashi, Ve'aramban, that the Chiyuv Chinuch is Mutal HaLa'av, but the Katan himself isn't Mechuyev. Like he writes, "Katan shiyachol lechol pas mechanchen also b'mitzvus u'machilen also kazayis matzah." It's mashmat on the gadol u'mechanchen es ketanim lekrosa. It's mashmat on the gadol. It's talking about the Megillah at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah. Also in Hilchos Kriya Shema, it says there melamdim es ketanim lekrosa be'onasa kedei lechanchem b'mitzvus. And it says in Hilchos Mezuzah heyud u'mechanchen es ketanim lasas mezuzah b'tayim. And it says in Tefillin Dalet Gimel that if a katan knows how to guard his tefillin, his father should buy him tefillin l'chan chob mitzvahs, etc. Chagiga Beis Gimel as well. However, elsewhere we find the Rambam, five other places, he has a lashon of chiyav on the katan. Nashim avadim uktanim chayavim b'tefila. Tefila perik vav v'halacha yud. And Hilchos Brachos the Rambam writes, ktanim chayavim b'birchas amazim b'divrei sofrim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sukkah, Katan she'eino tzarich li'imo chayev besukah midivrei sofrim. Katan yodea l'nei abalulav midivrei sofrim chayev kedei l'chanchob mitzvah. So we see again these lashonos of a katan being chayev. Chaim Knievsky Shlita in his sefer on Meseches Tefillin is all made on the shinu lashonos of the Rambam, and he blibes with the tzarich iyun to try to understand why sometimes the Rambam uses a lashon talking about the katan, how he's chayiv, and sometimes talking about the gadol having to be mechanichin. So the solution we can find mitoch diuk lashon a Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'is Esor Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam says katan ben teisha shana ben esur shana mechanichin also l'shos keitzad etc. Lefi koach haben mosifim lanos also b'shos ben achas esrei shana ben zocher ben akev masal umash l'medivrei sofrim kedei lechancho the mitzvah. So the Rambam opens up with mechanchem also mashmitz on others, and he concludes misane umashlim mashmit that it's on the cotton, talking about how much he fasts, whether he fasts the shows or the whole time for chinuch purposes. So that's one diuk. Another one, Rabbeinu Manoach, he starts with the sun and he concludes with zachar and nekeva. Katan ben teisha shanim, etc. Ben achat esrei shana, ben zachar, ben nekeva. Also, the Rambam says says Rabbeinu Manoach in the Chalukah Shnia, the Rambam says midivrei sofrim. When the Rambam is talking about ben achat esrei shana, ben zachar, ben nekeva, misana mashem midivrei sofrim. But earlier on, the Rambam doesn't mention midivrei sofrim when he talks about ben teisha ben eser. So what's going on over here? So famously, Rabbeinu Manoach says that there are really two dinim in chinuch. Shnei dinim chalukim b'yisoidam b'inyan chinuch. There's a din chinuch l'mitzvus that's mutal ala av, to be margil the son b'mitzvus, u'lidarke yosher, as it says, chanuch l'nar al-pidarko. And this din is miskayim, even without being makayim, kol pirtei ha-mitzvah v'diktuke al-idei ha-kotan. And this is mutal on the father, not on the mother, not anybody else. It's only klapei the ben, it's not a klapei the bas. The yisod of this is mavur in the sugya nazir, chafches, referring to making the son a nazir. There's another din that chacham or mechayiv ktanim b'chol mitzvah Torah shegiel gil chinuch, and klapei din zeh we require kiyum hamitzvah b'chol proteah. The gather of this chiyuv is karachovas kvul achiyuv dairaisa. The Menatorah, they're only chayuv from 13 for a boy, 12 for a girl, and the rabbis lowered the age of the chiyuv, and with this, boys and girls are equal in the mitzvahs that are shayach to both of them. And this is a chov midivrei sofim alektanim atzmam lekayim hamitzvah kimishpat. It emerges, if so, that the chinuch l'shos is a kiyum hachovah klalis shela'ov klapei bino and not klapei bito, to be margil them b'shos. And even though the mitzvah is not being done properly because the mitzvah is inui kimishpat is for a whole day, it's a chov midivrei kabbalah of chanuch l'nar. The chinuch l'yom shalem is a kiyum mitzvah inui yom hakipurim midirabonan on the ketanim themselves. And this is a chov midivrei sofrim who lowered the gil chiyuv that the mitzvah should be chal on the ketanim themselves. Therefore, we understand that only in this chiyuv of Tainis Gemura, the Rambam mentions divrei sofrim, and he explains zachar and nekeva, and he writes a lashon of chiyuv on the ketanim themselves. Ma'ashem ken inui l'shos is a choyvas ha'ov midivrei kabbalah klapei bno bilvad, and it's not a choyvas ha'kodin, and its inyan is a chiyuv klali of hergel b'mitzvahs, and there's no chaloshem mitzvah misuyemes on the maisa kodin. Ad kan midivrei Rabbeinu Manoach b'toisefes biur, and this is a very good topic to expand upon in another time, and not place, but maybe place also, but certainly time. It emerges then, according to this, that the Nidon HaRishonim, if the Chiyuv Chinuch is Mutal Al Ha'av Oy Al HaKotin, Yisodo Begeder Muhuz Din Chinuch, is it a mitzvah klalitz of Achnasis Aves Benoy Tachas Kanfei Ashchina V'Hargalasu B'mitzvahs, and its kiyum is not talui be'achreach b'chol diktukei ha-mitzvah pratis al-idei ha-kotin. Or maybe no, the gedir is karachovas gvulei chiyuv ha-mitzvahs dairaisa gufa ve'hachalosam alaktanim. Is it an independent chiyuv for the father to be margil his son to do mitzvahs, to accustom to doing mitzvahs? Or is it an extension, an expansion of the chiyuv dairaisa, as we discussed in the previous year, and being mechil, applying that chiyuv dairaisa to the tanim? And therefore, midaftinis, the katan, has to do this with all tenayim v'dikdukayim. So now it would appear that in all those places the Rambam writes the chiyuv al-av, and he doesn't mention that the son himself is mechuyev. The reason is because he can't be mekayim this b'chol tenayim v'dikdukayim. And therefore, these mitzvahs don't have a geder of harchovas d'oraisa. Rather, it's chovas av al tzchanoch l'nar, and we will go one by one. The last one, which I alluded to, I didn't read out, is mitzvah re'iyah, where it's only on the father and not on the son. The katan can't do it because re'iyah's panim requires a korban, and a katan doesn't bring an olas re'iyah because he's not chayav mi de'oraisa. In Rashi, b'toisa v'yinim chagiga, and l'das harambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, when he comes to the Azor without a carbon, he's not Mekayim Mitzvahs Re'iyah. Not only that, the Chazon Ish said, Stam Katan doesn't have Karka, so why does he have to go up with his father, Mishen Lo Karka Potter? And not only that, he can't go up by himself, he can only go up with his father, and if you're a Gadol in such an instance, you'd be Potter. So therefore, it would appear that the Katan himself isn't Mechuyev Re'iyah, because he can't keep Mekayim the Mitzvah of Chol Dinah. But rather, mishum choyvas ha'ov ha'klolis l'chanech es b'no u'lehargilo b'mitzvahs mechuyev hu lahaloso gam ba'oifen she'ein miskaimim bo kol dinei ha'mitzvah. So the father has to do it for him, or help him do it with him, bring him up there, even though you can't do all of the mitzvahs. The Rambam also writes about tefillin that it's on the father. Rambam l'shitaso that hesach hadas is not kalas rosh, hesach hadas is kipshuto. And therefore, the Rambam says, "Mitztar mishen datam yushevus v'nechon alav pater minat tefillin." And it would appear from the Rambam, like the Netziv says in the Meshiv Dover and Simon Vav, that Hesach Hadas is not aser al tzbizayon. It's a din that flows mimahus mitzvah tefillin gufa shekachi tzuras kiyum hamitzvah shelo yasiach daito mehem. Uvizem yushevus kushis harishonim. How is it mutter to sleep shenas aroy ayir meisiach das? because Hesach Hadas is not an Isser Atzmi, it's because you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah when you're Mesiach Das, and when you're sleeping anyway, you're not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, the Rambam writes that a Kohen who knows how to guard his tefillin, his father buys him tefillin. In other words, if he can have Shmiras Haguf B'Nekius, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Siman Lamed Zayin. So the Britzker Rav in the Kuntres at the end of Sukkah writes that the Rambam's L'Shitaso, and he should have said a later time, which is when the katan would not be mesiach das. So why does the Rambam say that you get him tefillin when he knows how to be shomer gufo b'nikius? You should say that you get him tefillin when he knows not to be mesiach das. But it would appear that since hasachas hadas is mitnai ha-mitzvah gufa, and it's not al iser, it's just a tnai in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, it's not shaykh to be metal on the katan in this mitzvah kitzurasa. Ubechreach, that the din chinuch l'tfilin is me'inyan haklali of hargolas ha'aves b'nola mitzvahs without kiyum pirtei ha'mitzvah, and therefore if he knows how to guard his goof to be naki, and there's no bizayon l'tfilin ba'anachos, and the father is chayiv to buy tfilin hargila b'mitzvahs, even though he's not going to be mekayim mitzvahs tfilin kedina haroyu, because he's going to be me'siach das. The Rambam also says about kriya shema, so now let's see why Kriya Shema the cotton can't do properly. The Rambam writes, Nashim avodim ketanim p'turim mikriya Shema malam nos ketanim klosev be'onasa umvorach lufnei alachorei kedei lechanchem b'mitzvah. So the Rashi writes in Brachas Daf Chof that ketanim are potter from Kriya Shema even if they higil lechinuch, because ein avusei mitzuyim etzlam b'shas Kriya Shema, the fathers aren't with them during Kriya Shema. And that it says in Sukkah Membeis that his father teaches him Pasuk Rishon Shel Kriya Shema, it's not B'derech Chiyuv, just to be Margalim and Mitzvahs. So to argue with Rashi, and they say that K'tanim are P'turim B'Kriya Shema in the Mishnah when they didn't reach Gil Chinuch. When they reach Gil Chinuch, they're Chayuv. Now Rabbeinu Manoach explains T'chilas Divrei Rama, the K'tanim are Potter, it's talking about even K'tanim Shegil Chinuch Kirashi, but Mitam Acher, because K'tanim Lav B'nei Kavanin, or they can't have Kavanah. So now we understand that Ketanim themselves, they didn't put a chiyuv on them, because the mitzvah is not going to be done in Kedina, but Kavana, just the chiyuv of the father is to be margil him b'mitzvahs. And if we explain Kavanas HaRambam Ki'atosvis Shepturim is b'shaloi giyil l'chinuch, nevertheless you teach them to read the psukim, so then the Rambam is very good, because it's only a chiyuv on the Av, because we are talking about pachos migil chinuch she'ein bem klal kavana, you just margar them to say the parasha, but it's pashut that they're not mechuyev be'etzem. The Rambam says nashim avadim ketanim p'turim mikriya shema, but melamdim es ketanim lekros, it's talking about pachos migil chinuch lefi tosfos. And since we're talking about pachos migil chinuch, so this melamdim es ketanim lekrosa is talking about what? It's since we're talking about loi gil legil chinuch, that this p'tur of Shema is loi gil legil chinuch, so when you're melamdim es ha'ketanim lekrosa, it's also talking about loi gil legil chinuch. And therefore the Rambam uses this lashon, because if they're not magil legil chinuch, abadu, they're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah ketzurasa, and therefore they can't be considered mechuyev, so it's not going to be a chiyuv on the katan himself. Matzah, the Rambam says, is only a chiyuv for the gadol mechanichim. We're talking, the Rambam says, matzah vav yud an a katan hayodea lecho pas. She's a very young age, the Mefarshim or Omid, what's the Makor, what's Tamo Shel Rambam? But from the age that he knows how to eat pas, he can't have Kavanas and Mitzvah at all, so this is going to be Chovas Av. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, Stam Kot, Neino Yochel Likro V'Lishmo Kol Teva V'Teva, and therefore there's no Kriya Kshera, nevertheless the father has to be Margil and B'Shmias HaMegillah, Kama She'efsher. Mezuzah, so it would appear that since Chiyuv Mezuzah is only in a bayis sheish bo diurim, and diurim constitute a tnai makdim be'ikar habayis hachayiv, if so, a bayis hakotn is going to be chaser be'ikar hamechayiv, because there are no diurim hamechayivim. So there have to be people who are chayiv in mitzvahs in order for the house to be chayiv, but since the ketanim are in chayiv in mitzvahs, the house is in chayiv. So since a katan can't be mechuyev betzem hamezuzah, So there's only a din chinuch here, but there is no din on the katan be'etzem. That's why he says, so if you have an 11-year-old boy, you know, his father was nifter, left him a house, he owns a house, so there's no you're mechanichim, but there's no diurim, he doesn't have a father anymore. But however it would be that a katan would have a house, since there are no diurim hamechuyavim, there are no people living there hamechuyavim mezuzah, you can't say that the chiyuv is on him, rather it's just a chiyuv chinuch. However, in all the mitzvahs that the Rambam writes, chiyuv, tzitzis, sukkah, lulav, birkas hamazon, tefillah, by a katan, there the mitzvah is going to be miskayim kimishpata, and we could be meitil the chiyuv on the son himself, besides the chiyuv klali and the father. Now it's hard to say a katan can have a kavana for tefillah, maybe. Before we saw that ketanim aren't, like Rabbeinu Manoach says, they're not b'nei kavana ninu. That's also this, that's by Kriya Shema. So, tefillah is difficult to say. Hakol panim, that's a possible mahalach in the Rambam to explain the different lashonos. Now that's Shitas Rambam. Shitas Rashi is not like the Rambam. Rather, Rashi holds that chovas chinuch mutela sirak al ha'ov v'lo al ha'ben. But it would appear that vada gam l'shitas Rashi, it doesn't mean that the katan himself doesn't have to do the mitzvah. If the father isn't around, he could be over on the mitzvah even if he reached gil chinuch. It can't be. Ein adav nitan lehayomer klal. Like the Griz writes, b'lekutim shebesof sota, that the what this means is that the Iker HaChiyuv Yisodo Hu Ala Av, and then from this Chiyuv is Mistaif a Chov Ala Ben Gufa, but it's also on the son in the end. And so learn Hagoin of Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach and the Minchas Shlomo in Chelek Beis and Simon Ayin Tes, and we'll explain more to sharpen this gather that what Rashi means to say is that since Mitzvah Chinuch is a Mitzvah Ha'av V'lo Mitzvah HaBen, that the Katan is Chayv V'Mitzvah Befoal, that is only because of the mitzvah chinuch klolis, which includes memela mikarech hametzius, the son himself, but it's not the mitzvah lulav or mitzvah birchas hamazon v'chadoyim that's mutal alav. Rather, choyvosoi lekayim hamitzvus b'tores choyva klolis lehisragel b'mitzvus ba'oifen. That the chiyuv on the father that Rashi writes is merely a simen that's melamed al geder hadin, that there's no mitzvah pratis b'maisa hakotin. Rather, what's going on over here is that it's merely a mitzvah chinuch. So the geder of the mitzvah is mitzvah chinuch and not this mitzvah pratis. So it emerges then, according to Rashi, now like the Rambam, that din chinuch is not mugdar kaharchavat hamitzvah deoraita, to be nechil, to apply this mitzvah d'oraisa, to this expansion of the mitzvah d'oraisa to the katan, but rather it's a chiyuv chodesh bifnei atzmo shel ischanchus lemitzvahs. And that's the reason that he cannot be moitzi bibracha as hamachuyiv mid'oraisa. Since even like Abay Didei, there's no kiyum ubeirach de d'oraisa, they're just a geder din kiyum chinuch. And we saw that somebody who eats a kezayis is motzias hamachuyiv midoraisa leperish Rashi. That's because you have a cheftza of a bracha doraisa even ba'achila she'ena mechuyeves min ha'torah. Ma she'en kein, cotton, who's a mekayim a mitzvah, the das Rashi, there is no kiyum doraisa of the mitzvah because the rabbis weren't marchi of the mitzvah doraisa. Rather, they applied a new mitzvah chinuch mi de rabbanon. It's a takana mechudeshes. So Tosis Kasha was on Rashi was, if a katan's not mechuyev at all, So how is he motzi a gadol who eats a kezayis? So what's the teretz to that kasha? So everything we just said is correct. Klapei hotzos hakotnes hamachuyev midoiraisa, but lahotzi gadol shis, because there's no kiyum doiraisa on the brach of a cotton, because it's not a harchav of the doiraisa. But lahotzi gadol she'ochal kizayis, for that you don't need a chalois shem bracha doiraisa. And since it's enough for a gadol to kizayis to have a bracha derabanan said on his behalf, as far as that's concerned, then katan can be motziim, because the katan himself is also a chuyuv befall be bracha derabanan, because he's also included in the chiyuv that the chachamim were metil on the father to be mechanichim, and the gedder of the chiyuv is to make a bracha al hamazon. So if so, it has a shame bracha midrabanan the birkas katan, because he's mechuyuv bedavar, and therefore he could be motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis. And a hochacha for this is midin nashim. We see in the Gemara shelafi atzad shechayav birkas hamazon midrabanan, they are motzi an ish she'achal kezayis. So we see, even though they don't have a teres bracha midoiraisa like we explained in the previous shir, nevertheless she can be motzi as a chayav derabanan, because it's enough to have a chaloy shem bracha derabanan to be motzi the mechuyev midrabanan. So now it's moiridik sheba moiridik to understand Rashi. We see that if a person's mechuyev birchas hamazon midrabanan, they could be motzi a mechuyev midoiraisa, because he has in his bracha shem birchas hamazon deoiraisa, even though he is not mechuyev min haTorah. But there's a chalos shem deoiraisa on the bracha, like we saw in the previous shir at length, and that's all said about a gadol who ate a shir derabanan. But benashim lefi atzad that their chiyuv is midrabanan, or bekatan hamivarech, their bracha doesn't have a cheftz of a bracha doiraisa. It's a din bracha shetilu chachamim, and therefore they can't be motzi a mechuyev midoraisa. Nevertheless, they're motzi as a mechuyev bracha midrabanan, because they have a shame bracha derabanan on their bracha v'hadvarim hayu nifloim biyoser. Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. And we should be zoche. There's a lot more to say about Birkas HaMazon than mikan lad bias HaMashiach. But we hope to say more about Birkas HaMazon Amir Tashem and other topics as well. And we should remember that Seif Dovra kol nishma salokim yirovetz mitzvos v'shmor kizek kol ha'adam. But in the meantime, I give everybody a bracha. We should all be zoche lilmol du lalamed lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol divrei samatarosa v'ahavra. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.